views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Do you love your life? Are you truly free in being your authentic self? In a stress-filled world full of distractions, Love Living Radio is a space to explore how mindful presence can steer you toward an ignited life. What does a life you really love look like? Emily shares her innermost vulnerabilities and breaks down barriers through conversations about sex and relationships, the magic of plant medicine, and so much more in order to share the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. Now, here's your host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It feels like it's been a while. I feel like so much has happened, and I think because so much has happened in the past couple of weeks. The last time I talked to you, it was just after Christmas and just before New Year's, and I had a super fun New Year's, and I can't usually say that. New Year's is usually sometimes one of those things that's hyped up, and then, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, meh, whatever. But this New Year's, my brother got married. And I only have one sibling, just my amazing younger brother, Owen. And it's been the two of us. We're only 15 months apart. And it was such an amazing experience to go through the wedding process with him. I've been married once before and also been through divorce, which he kind of went through that whole process with me, and then getting to be on the other side as his big sister, watching him so effortlessly go through the process of creating a wedding and throwing a wedding was inspiring. And also just like so totally reminded me of what an amazing man he's become. I've always seen the light in my brother. He's just like this magnetic, like crazy, charismatic, handsome, athletic, vibrant person. He's just been like that since birth. But like getting to experience him as an adult and watching the way that he's transformed in love with Margaret, his now wife, and my new sister-in-law has just been such a beautiful gift. Their love has really given me like the truest version of my brother, which is just a relationship that I cherish so much. So my New Year's was a giant celebration of love, which is perfect for me and everything that I, you know, am all about. But even more so, it was just such a gift to watch my brother and his now wife just undyingly lean into each other, and the joy and the ease and the playfulness that they had about planning and throwing and having their wedding. Like from start to finish, it was just like this energy that they brought to the creation of their wedding, which just like allowed all of us to just revel in it with them. So that was my New Year's. I rang it in with family and friends and an amazing celebration of love. And then from there, moved like right into craziness of planning a workshop. So last weekend, my best friend, Maggie, who has been on the show before, we put on a workshop called New Beginnings here in Middletown. And it was so beautifully synchronistic because we held it at her parents' barn, which as children, you know, we've been best friends since we were five. So our entire childhood was spent in that barn, like creating worlds and like just being kids, dreaming about what our lives would be like. And it felt like such a full circle to come back to this barn where we had dreamed and lead in this work that we're just so meant to do together, which is just really facilitating people in opening up into their hearts and, you know, like blossoming into the most beautiful versions of themselves. Maggie and I have been doing this leadership training course all year together through CORE, which I talk about all the time, CORE experience. And it's really prepared us for this moment. You know, like this weekend really felt like the culmination of not just 2018, but the culmination of like our lives together and who we've been separately as individuals and then who we've been together. It was just such an amazing moment in my life to feel this synchronicity. That's like the only word that I can explain is synchronicity. So in this New Beginnings workshop, which a lot of the structure and like the foundation of it, luckily we had created with our team from our CORE leadership program. So we had all these juicy processes and juicy things that we could just kind of expand on in this New Beginnings workshop. And one of the things was looking back at your year, at 2018, and looking at what the challenges were, looking at what the successes were, and looking at what you were grateful for. And it's a really powerful thing to be present to. You know, at the ending of a year, sometimes we're like, okay, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. And it's this kind of like funny little thing that we do that is kind of like, oh, this is the thing I've been doing wrong all year. So I'm going to say I'm not going to do that this year. Which like, do we really want to start the year on a, this is what you shouldn't do? For me, not so much. So moments in workshops like these are just, they're such a beautiful process of acknowledging and honoring what was, you know, the challenges and the joys and the moments throughout this year of your life. And then releasing it and stepping into something new, you know, like honoring it, acknowledging it, releasing it so that there's space for something else, something new. Like that vision, that what's next for you. And so going through this workshop was one, these group things are always just as powerful for me as they are for the participants that we lead, because it gives you the space and time to think about like, oh man, what was my year like? What happened? We go through this year and it's like, poof. What? I don't even know what happened. Like very few people can be like, oh, I was doing all of this in January, right off the top of their head. So in an essence, or in a, I guess in the service of reflecting, I'm going to kind of walk you through a little bit of what happened for me this year. And maybe as we go through it, it'll allow you to kind of see what happened for you this year. How did 2018 go for you? Because for a lot of people, it was a pretty challenging year. A lot happened on a personal level, on a global level, on a political level, on a Mother Nature level. A lot happened in 2018. So for me, last year started out in January and it was challenging. That was probably one of the biggest challenges of my entire year, was a kind of division that happened between myself and my ex-husband, who I loved really so deeply and dearly, and I still do. I will always love and respect him. And that month in January of 2018, we had a pretty big split over Mulligan, my dog. And it was traumatic in a way that I didn't even really understand until I actually started going through the rest of the year and realized that there was trauma there. But we had ended our marriage with so much love, and going through that division and that anger for each other was really hard. It was really hard, especially after getting through a divorce with as much love as we did. So feeling like I was losing him and losing, you know, a man who had been my best friend and partner in life for 4 years, and also acknowledging that there was a purpose in it and something that I was moving towards, and that I needed that space and time in order to really move on and heal. And then at the end of that month, I left. I had been planning it, and I did this epic trip that I had been planning all year long. I traveled all the way across the country and stayed with friends and family and people that I had never met that were like friends of friends. I went all the way down the East Coast, all the way across Route 10, and then up a little bit towards Aspen and Santa Fe, and then all the way over to California, where I spent a whole month. So the whole month of February and half of March were spent in Northern California, where I fell in love. I fell in love with California and experienced like the most epic freedom I have ever felt. Just the most authentic version of myself. It was like I could breathe. That's the only way I can experience it or explain it. I also did 2 workshops with CORE in February and in March that changed everything. One was healing around my relationship with men, which I really needed after the division with my ex-husband. And then the next one was staffing for a men's workshop and getting to watch men go through their own healing, which was like another level of my healing around my relationship with men. It was just spectacular. And that, looking back at it now, really launched into so much of what 2018 was about for me. You know, I was thinking about this in a treatment the other day, which is where all my awesomest, clearest, most intuitive thoughts come through. And I realized that 2018 for me was the year of the masculine. And not just in terms of my connections that I made with men, the healing that I did around my relationship with men, but also even in the qualities with which I showed up. So like if we think about the divine masculine qualities, they're very direct and more rational brain and action and linear, you know, and this year, so much of my life showed up that way, which will kind of follow through. So after spending a month and a half really in California, I started making my way back. And I spent a good amount of time in Santa Fe, which I loved. It's such a magical place. I got to meet up with more friends and family and drove for hours on end listening to music and just experienced life, you know, just fully experienced who I was and what it felt like to be alive. It was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. It was amazing. And then I got home, back to the East Coast. And literally, I hit the East Coast and it was literally like, I felt like someone strapped a boulder on my back. It was one of the most challenging feelings I've had in a while. I felt like every part of my being was like crawling out of my skin to try and get out of here. It felt like old energy, old me. It felt so dense, you know, like the East Coast does have a pretty dense energy. A huge amount of our population is on the East Coast. And it's got a lot of old mindsets. It feels dense. And it took me months to be able to like really feel comfortable being back here. And, you know, it was a fun summer. I got to experience being here in the summer, but it was so funny. Newport is this amazing summer destination and everyone lives to be here for the summers, but I always kind of had this like, didn't feel like I fit in the box kind of feeling still after coming back from my trip. And then I started the LDT program, which was a huge and exciting commitment. And I got to meet all these amazing people, who are now like my soul tribe, and cracked wide open, stepped into a huge amount of leadership this year. Huge. I hired people. I started this radio show. I started the LDT program, which is a really big commitment for about a year that requires a lot of travel. And there's so many. I've started doing Reiki workshops. I started teaching other workshops. It's been a really big year of travel and leadership and like stepping into this masculine energy. And in that, I think one of the biggest qualities or one of the biggest themes that showed up this year for me, at least, was bravery. I was constantly challenged outside my comfort zone this year. Constantly. Like hiring people way outside my comfort zone. Traveling alone by myself all across the country, outside my comfort zone. Not worrying about money and knowing that it will come and like taking on these huge time and money commitments with traveling with the LDT program, totally outside my comfort zone. Even in relationship with men and my partners, like I was constantly challenged outside of my comfort zone, whether it was trying to do long distance or it was being with someone that struggled with addiction or even just completely letting go and allowing myself to be loved. That is even that's outside my comfort zone. So this theme that kind of wove through 2018 of bravery, I'm guessing I'm not the only one. If you actually look back at your life in 2018, I am guessing I'm not the only one where bravery showed up a lot. You know, like I feel like so much of us or so many of us were really challenged this year. And in that challenge is where we get the opportunity to show up in bravery. And we did this really cool process in the workshop this weekend that one of my other teammates kind of brought to our workshop. He's brilliant. He's like, Alan is just like, it boggles my mind sometimes the things that come out of his mouth. He's like a walking poet. But he created this really cool process and it's based on a Kundalini meditation where you shake and you shake and you shake and you shake. And it's meant to kind of really move your energy and shake out whatever is stuck. And his intention in doing it for this New Beginnings workshop, which we did on Saturday, was what shook you this year? To shake, actually physically shake your body in the ways that you were shaken or shook this year. And it has the potential to be really powerful, really powerful. Like, and I was so excited to do this exercise with everybody on Saturday because as I was thinking about it, I was like, God, there were so many things that could have shaken people this year. You know, like maybe you lost somebody. Maybe someone that you love and know was affected by cancer, or maybe they were taken by cancer, or maybe this year you were shaken by a broken heart. Maybe you lost love. Maybe you were shaken by an injury or some kind of health crisis. You know, maybe this year shook you in a way that you felt so alone in moments. I know I did. Or, you know, maybe you were shaken, you know, in terms of global issues. So much happened this year. Maybe you were shaken by the Me Too movement. Maybe someone that you know, or maybe yourself, was somehow affected by the Me Too movement, or by one of the natural disasters, one of the many natural disasters that happened this year. Volcanoes erupted, mudslides, crazy wildfires, earthquakes. You know, that like Mother Nature erupted this year. She erupted. And it affects people. Inevitably, it affects us. And, you know, there's so many messages in all of it, really. But looking at like what really shook you this year, and it's both the good and the bad, like that are not bad, but the challenging. Like, yeah, you were probably shaken by a lot of stuff that was really challenging and really difficult. And you were probably shaken by like beautiful, tender moments. You know, like maybe you saw your baby for the first time, or maybe you watched a wedding and got to watch your brother get married. Or maybe you were shaken by the tenderness of like a really sweet hug in a moment when you really needed it. Or maybe you were shaken by an incredible sunset or a sunrise, or like the incredible expanse of stars in the middle of Flagstaff, Arizona. Maybe you were shaken by a new place that you got to travel to, or a really thoughtful act that someone you love did for you, or someone showing up for you in a time when you really needed them. You know, like there's so many moments in a year that shake us. And allowing that process of being with it, allowing the process of being with what happened for you for the year, all of a sudden brings up all these beautiful little insights. You know, like what did you learn? What did you walk away from this year? What's your takeaway? I bet if you look hard enough, you'll see a theme. You know, like what showed up over and over for you this year? And if you don't see a theme, maybe it's just honoring what was, how it went. You know, like maybe you had moments of utter despair about the state of the world. Politically, there's a lot going on, especially for those of us in the United States. It's challenging. For me, I can't even listen to the news anymore. Not that I ever really could, to be honest. It's not a healthy thing for me. So if you are someone that likes to engage in all of what's going on, maybe you had a moment where you were just like, what is it all for? What are we doing? What does our future look like? I know a lot of people, friends, family, clients, that had moments like that this year. Where are we going? What is it going to look like for our children? And those moments of fear, you know, they have so much power. They can swallow us, or they can shoot us out the other end. It can ignite the fire that says, where do I want to go now? What do I want to do next? If this is what's happening, what do I want to do? What kind of person do I want to be in order, in the face of this? And that's actually the beauty in the challenge. So whatever challenge showed up for you this year, even if it's the political crap that's happening, whatever challenge showed up this year, that's the gift in it, is that it gets to show you who you are outside of that. It gets to show you just how much you care about certain things. It gets to show you, can you stand in love in the face of fear, in the face of despair? And what kind of human do you want to be? It's pretty powerful. And it's also the reason why light and dark are constantly showing up together. You know, like massive amounts of darkness show up. Okay, the same amount of light is going to show up in return. So with that, what's 2019 going to bring? We are going to take a quick break, but this episode, you guys get to call in. So maybe you got stirred. Maybe it, you know, that review of your life or your year or whatever challenges you got thrown at you this year, or whatever brilliant moments there were that brought, that shook you in joy. Like whatever is present for you about 2018, you get to get supported on it. And it's free. I'm here. I'm here and I'm so excited and ready to support. So if we get a caller, and if you want to call in, which I totally challenge you to if you're listening, call 1-800-930-2819. And I would love to support you. You know, wrapping up a year and seeing what's next for the new year is a really powerful moment. It's manifestation magic time. So 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in and chat. It's really all it is. And get a little bit of support on how your year went and what you want to create in the future. Okay, guys. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Stay tuned.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Talking before the break about 2018 and what shook you, what happened for you in 2018. And I also want to make sure that everybody knows that you can call in now. So if you want to get a little bit of support, if you want to just have some free love, call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. 2819. And my lovely producers will tune you in and we can chat. We can just chat about whatever happened for you this year and what, you know, especially after last episode, which was about forgiveness, like what is it that you might need to forgive or who might you need to forgive in order to really step powerfully into 2019. You know, maybe it's Donald Trump. maybe that's a stretch. maybe there's some forgiveness that might need to happen around how you handled something, or maybe there's some forgiveness for yourself around choices or shifts or relationships that were challenging for you. You know, like whatever 2018 held for you, this is a chance to really get supported, to honor it, to be with it. And doing that in service of actually moving powerfully into something else. Because if we don't actually reflect, if we don't look at what was, then a lot of the time we just automatically take that into what's next, right? Like we just do that thing that we always do. You know, if we don't actually look back at what we learned, then patterns continue, whether it's in relationship or personally, or being the movie of you in 2019. What is the movie? How do you look? What are you embodying? How are you feeling in 2019? What's that vision, that movie that you can project? You know, like, what is the thing that your heart wants so bad that your mind almost won't even let you think it? You know, it won't actually let you dream it because it just feels like it's too big. It's too big of a longing or a desire that your mind won't even let you say it. I want to know what that is. You know, like for me in 2019, thinking about what is in store for me this year simultaneously makes me ecstatically excited and a little bit terrified, which are actually the words that I used in my very first episode of this radio show. And it's the same feelings that I had when starting it. I was ecstatically excited and also terrified. And it feels like those two emotions coincide so much when I'm ready to step into the next big thing. And the next big thing for me for 2019 is going global, which is something that came up for me actually when I first decided to do this radio show. And I talk about it in one of my first episodes that I was on this plane and had a moment while watching Wonder Woman where it just like hit me. And I was like, okay, it's time to share yourself with the world. And I still have like excited, jittery, terrified feelings just even saying that. But I've watched as this year has been like the setting of the foundation for that, the setting of the blocks. So like this leadership program that's been giving me the facilitation skills that I need in order to do group work, and the travel that set me up for what is coming for this year, which is a ton of travel. And also like that balancing of the masculine, which showed up so hard for me this year in the doing, and my rational brain was like firing all year long about what was next, what was I creating, how do I manage and do all these things, how do I show up in bravery and just constantly step outside my comfort zone. and also the amazing connections that I made with men this year. So this theme of bravery and stepping into the masculine balanced with the feminine, which I think was most of the year before, of like nurturing and learning and the softness in me. And this year was very much about being bold and like stepping into something powerful and being brave. So this theme, like all of these things that kind of like set the foundation and the building blocks throughout 2018 for what is now coming into fruition in 2019, which is a lot of group things. You know, like stepping into this new arena for myself of being with more people, of like really being with and loving and helping more people. So workshops, I'm going to be teaching a lot of Reiki certification workshops. I'm also going to be doing a lot of these embodied workshops that I did with Maggie, my best friend, this weekend. And I'm in February. I'm so excited about this that every time I even think about it, I get like shudders through my whole body. In February, Maggie and our other friend Asa are going to be leading a week-long retreat in Costa Rica. And this is like, it's such a beautiful stretch. And also just like every time I even think about this, I almost lose the words to talk about it because it just feels that magical. It's in Dominical, Costa Rica, in the rainforest, the Baru rainforest, which is just spectacularly beautiful. And it is a deep dive into intimacy and stepping into a higher frequency of love. It's going to have embodied like experiential stuff, which is meant to be vague, but it's not like sitting down and, you know, doing a workbook. It's moving your body and experiences, you know, like really whole being experiences that crack you wide open. It's also going to be Reiki 1 and 2 certification, which is really just stepping you into a higher frequency of love. Like that's what Reiki does. Whether you decide to use it as a practitioner or on yourself or neither, it is just this incredible awakening into the power of your own energy and the energy of something bigger. You know, that universal love that is just waiting for us to tap into. That's really what Reiki is. It's just attuning yourself to that universal love, that life force of all things, and like calling it in for healing, whether it's healing yourself or others. This week in Costa Rica is just going to be epically magical. It really is. And it feels like such an amazing full circle for me too, because it's in the place where I first cracked open in terms of my own personal freedom. I went to this place 2 years ago and got this incredibly powerful message of the masculine and feminine energies and how I will be working with them in the future and guiding and leading and opening people up into them, which is exactly what we're going to be doing in this week-long workshop on intimacy with yourself, with others, with an energy larger than who we are, with the world at large. You know, like I think after such a crazy year of turmoil and challenge and like external and internal for most people, that what's now this moment, like it's a new dawn that we get to create what the future looks like from here. And I said this in the workshop this weekend, and I am not the only person to say this. It's been like kind of a theme, which ironically, like this year for 2018 has been so much about the feminine rising. And ironically, this year has been so much about the masculine for me. I think it's because I did that work. Like I had already stepped into the feminine, and now it's like balancing out the masculine in me to create this wholeness and this yummy synchronicity and homeostasis. But the feminine rising is like, it's here. You can see it. You can feel it everywhere. You know, the Me Too movement is just one way that it's become more mainstream and one way that it's just very present, you know, mainstream or not, it's just present that women are stepping forward in every way, which is so exciting for what 2019 holds. Like crazy exciting. You know, if we take feminine qualities into the future, not even just women, because men have feminine qualities too, right? We always have that masculine and feminine energy within us, all of us. So if we take the feminine forward, then we're looking at creativity. We're looking at collaboration. We're looking at nurturing and loving one another. We're looking at maybe a softer approach to life, to approaching each other and relationship. And we're looking at, I don't know why, but the word sweetness keeps coming up. It's not that the feminine qualities are necessarily sweet, but that's just the energy with which I see 2019 and the future, the possibility. And that future really, it doesn't make itself. We have to be willing to step up to the plate. We have to be willing to step in to that quality, that feminine energy, and embrace it, which is perfect because that is part of the feminine energy, is like that embracing, that receiving. What can you receive in order to be a more powerful you in 2019? How can you embrace the feminine within you in order to be a more powerful version of yourself in 2019? Oh, there's a quote, which bear with me for a second because I'm going to grab it. Stay with me. Okay, so Rupi Kaur, The Sun and Her Flowers. This was given to me a year ago by my cousin, and I ended up buying her other book, Milk and Honey. She is brilliant. And we read this quote on Saturday, and it just is so beautiful for the ending of a year. And I'm going to read you two because I love them both. So this one I actually posted last year, and it is just as true this year as it was last year. Rupi Kaur. It has been one of the greatest and most challenging years of my life. I learned everything is temporary. Moments, feelings, people, flowers. I learned love is about giving everything and letting it hurt. I learned vulnerability is always the right choice because it is easy to be cold in a world that makes it so very difficult to remain soft. I learned all things come in twos, life and death, pain and joy, salt and sugar, me and you. It is the balance of the universe. It has been the year of hurting so bad, but living so good. Making friends out of strangers, making strangers out of friends. Learning mint chocolate chip ice cream will fix just about everything. And for the pains it can't, there will always be my mother's arms. Whew. We must learn to focus on warm energy, always. Soak our limbs in it and become better lovers to the world. For if we can't learn to be kind to each other, how will we ever learn to be kind to the most desperate parts of ourselves? It gets me every time. It encapsulates so much in that poem. It's such an experience of life in a paragraph. And the thing that it always leads me with is that we have to soak our limbs in warm energy and be better lovers to the world. That is the feminine. You know, that embrace, the embrace of what is, the embrace of each other, the embrace of what's possible if we just almost acknowledge it and step into it. There's an ownership and a level of action that has to happen in order for us to create the future that we want. There's this owning of it in your heart, and then an owning of it to someone else or to the paper that you write it on or the universe that's so waiting for you to just say, this is what I want, so it can give it to you. You know, like spirit, source, God, universe, whatever you call it, grace, the mystery, it wants nothing more than to give you the thing that is in your highest good. It wants nothing more than to love you. And that energy is you. It is your higher self, universe, source, spirit. It's the energy of all that is, which is also you. So what can you call forward for yourself? What's the vision and the dream? What's the movie that you see if you're looking at your life in 2019 in December? A year from now, what is the movie of your life? And I challenge you, if you are willing, to write it down. Write it down, share it with people in your life. There's something so incredibly powerful about the ownership that happens for your brain, for your heart, for your source, when you actually put pen to paper and say, this is what I want for myself and for my year. So with that, quote number two, maybe this will give you some inspiration. The year is done. I spread the past 365 days before me on the living room carpet. Here is the month I decided to shed everything not deeply committed to my dreams. The day I refused to be a victim to the self-pity. Here is the week I slept in the garden. The spring I wrung the self-doubt by its neck. Hung your kindness up. Took down the calendar. The week I danced so hard my heart learned to float above water again. The summer I unscrewed all the mirrors from their walls. No longer needed to see myself to feel seen. Combed the weight out of my hair. I fold the good days up and place them in my back pocket for safekeeping. Draw the match, cremate the unnecessary. The light of the fire warms my toes. I pour myself a glass of warm water to cleanse myself for January. Here I go, stronger and wiser into the new. Rupi Kaur. What does that bring up for you? What if your 2019 can embody that? Sleeping in the garden, unscrewing the mirrors because you no longer need them in order to feel seen. What do you want for yourself for this year? It can hold anything that you want it to. literally anything. If you want to make $250,000 this year, great. That's possible. Write it down. If you want to fall in love and meet the love of your life this year, great. That's possible. Write it down. If you want to travel around the world, great. That's possible. I'm doing it. Write it down. Oh, I am going to be coming to you from 4 different countries in 2019, at least. And actually, it'll probably be like 5 different countries. And that's what's big for me this year. You know, like, that's what I'm calling forth. That's my dream and my vision that I am honoring and owning and stepping into. Which I will probably tell you more about in episodes to come. But what is it for you that you just want so badly that your heart just like does a little jig every time you think about it? Take off all the limitations, take off all the things that say, I can't do that, or I don't have enough money, or, you know, like, well, he has to find me, or I'm not brave enough to do that. You know, whatever the stuff, whatever the stories, whatever the fears that get in the way of this vision of just creating it. That's all you're doing. It's just putting it out on paper. Just put it aside and allow for the fantasy and the vision and the beauty of your own longing to just come to fruition on paper. And if you need support, I'm here. Call me, email me, go to my website, www.lovelivingholistics.com, and reach out. You know, like, reach out. We're not meant to do all of this alone. We're not meant to go through life alone. Stepping into the feminine is stepping into collaboration and connection. So reach out. I am a holistic life coach and I absolutely love what I do. I want to support you. I really, really do. I don't have very many spots for one-on-one clients this year because I'm stepping into more global and group work. So if this is something that you really want, don't hesitate. Do it now. Do it now and do it for yourself. Email me and ask whatever questions you have and see what's possible for you this year. Sometimes we just need someone to hold our hand and ask the questions. That's all coaching is. So if you need support, if you're looking for a crazy, magical experience and want to come to Costa Rica with me, if you're looking for a little bit of healing and want some distance Reiki, please reach out. Please. Don't sit with it. I'm here to love you. So, I am Emily Perkins. This is Love Living Radio. And I wish you so much love in your life. Have a happy, wonderful 2019, everybody. Yay. Mwah.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Emily shares the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com. That's LoveLivingHolistics.com. See you next time.